Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Powerful God, merciful Father, I, the poor, pitiful
I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously.
The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
And he has become my salvation.
Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power.
Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed.
You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode.
You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain.
The place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode.
The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established.
The Lord will reign forever and ever.
Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Resurrection of our Lord is from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From St. Paul's letter to the church in Colossae, the third chapter. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh.
resurrection of our Lord from the four Gospels, Easter Sunday dawn. Very early on Sunday morning, just at dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other women went to the grave with spices to embalm Jesus' corpse. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" The stone was very large, but suddenly there was a powerful earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat down on it. His face was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. The guards were so terrified they shook and fell like dead men. The women arrived at the grave just as the sun was rising, and they looked and saw that the stone was rolled away. Mary Magdalene ran to tell Peter and John. The other women went into the tomb, but they did not find the body. As they stood there, confused, suddenly two men in shining white clothes were standing beside them, saying, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He's not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you he must be crucified and on the third day rise again." They were terrified. Then a young man, sitting to the right in long white robes, told them, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Come, look at the place where he lay. Now quickly go tell his disciples that he is going on to Galilee. They will see him there." The women hurried out of the tomb and ran from the grave, filled with fear and joy. When Mary came to Peter and John, she told them, "They've taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." They left for the grave, and John outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloths, but he did not go in. Behind him came Peter, who went straight into the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there, and the cloth which had been around Jesus' head, not with the others, but folded up by itself. Then John went in too and saw and believed it. They still did not understand the scripture that he had to rise from death. The disciples went back, but Mary stood crying outside the grave. Sobbing, she bent down and looked in and saw two angels in white sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the feet, who asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they put him," she answered. Then she turned and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize who it was. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" She took him for the gardener and said,
"Please, sir, if you've taken him away, tell me where you put him, and I'll go and get him."
Mary.
Yes, sir.
Easter Sunday morning, Jesus told Mary Magdalene, "Stop clinging to me. I haven't ascended to my Father yet, but go to my brothers and tell them, I will ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." She went and announced to the disciples,
"I have seen the Lord,"
and what he had told her. The other women who had fled from the tomb said nothing to anyone on the way because they were afraid.
when suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Rejoice!" They came to him and grasped his feet and worshipped him. And Jesus told them, "Don't be afraid. Go, take word to my brothers to leave for Galilee. They'll see me there." So they went and reported all this to the 11 and all the others. But though Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, James' mother, and the women with them told them all these things, their words seemed to the apostles to be nonsense, and they would not believe them. And two disciples left that very day for Emmaus, a village about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Sunday afternoon. The two of them were talking with each other about everything that had happened when Jesus himself approached and started walking with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What's this you're discussing as you walk?" They stopped, downcast, and one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened there these past few days?" "What things?" "The things about Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet with powerful words and signs in the sight of God and all the people. And the chief priests and the rulers of our people delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who would redeem Israel. Besides that, it's 3 days now since it happened, and some of our women have astonished us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they didn't find his body, they came back telling us they'd seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it as the women said, but they didn't see him." "How foolish you are. How slow your hearts are to believe everything the prophets have said. Wasn't it necessary for the Messiah, the Christ, to suffer these things and then enter into his glory? And starting with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them everything about himself in the scriptures." When they had reached Emmaus, he acted as though he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us. It's getting toward evening. The day is almost over." When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, "Weren't our hearts burning inside us while he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" They got up immediately and returned to Jerusalem, where they found the others gathered together at the table and saying, "The Lord has risen indeed. He has appeared to Simon." Then the two started to tell what had happened on the road and how Jesus had revealed himself to them in the breaking of the bread. Conclusion. the Easter Gospel in the evening. While they were still talking, though the doors were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus himself came and stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened and thought they were seeing a spirit. So Jesus said, "Why are you upset? Why do doubts arise in your minds? See my hands and feet. It's I myself. Touch me and see. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bones, but as you see, I do." And he rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him. And when they still couldn't believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it in front of them and said, "This is just what I told you while I was still with you. Everything about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and told them, "This is what is written, that the Messiah should suffer and rise from death on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, starting at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses to it." Then, once more, he told them, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whoever's sins you forgive are forgiven. Whoever's sins are retained. Go into the whole world and proclaim the good news. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Are you good at believing things? That's the question we're faced with on Easter Sunday. Are you good at believing things? I mean, some things that people might find preposterous or laugh at. Now, I don't mean, are you good at believing things like you'd be gullible or easily taken in? It's not that kind of believing. The things I'm talking about today, some of the most brilliant people in all of human history have believed. And when I say, are you good at believing things, I don't mean, do you have a good imagination? A good imagination is a gift of God, but this is not that kind of thing either. This is even beyond imagination. This is the sort of thing that falls into the category of truth being stranger than fiction. What I mean is, are you good at believing seemingly impossible but real things? Things told to you by reliable people who saw them with their own eyes. People who have skin in the game. People who would stake everything on this, including life itself. Now, maybe you've never had the chance to believe something like this. Maybe the only thing that you've ever known and believed are things that you can see with your eyes and hear with your own ears. But I suspect that even you believe plenty of things you've never experienced. There's everything that happened before you were born, before you could remember. You believe those things. There are the things that happen in other parts of the world that you've never been or where you aren't right now. And you believe those things. Or all of the things that happen while you are sleeping or unaware. And you believe many of those things as well. We are people who live by faith. One way or another. We believe things. We believe what we hear. We believe not only what we see, but we believe what others tell us. Every day we believe things. We read the news and believe it. We listen to an advertisement and are taken in by what it promises. We hear a random statement from a stranger in line at the grocery store, and we repeat it like it's a fact. We are open to more than our eyes and our ears tell us. Are you good at believing things? Because today there are things to believe. These are the things that we believe on Easter Sunday. We believe the women who went to the tomb early in the morning, expecting to find a dead body that needed to be cared for so that it would not decay. These women who went to the tomb wondering how they'd be able to roll away this stone. They found the stone gone. They found angels sitting in the tomb. They found the body absent. He's not here. He's risen, they say. Believe this, that the tomb was empty, just as the women said. Or how about this? Peter and John, who when they hear about the empty tomb, have a foot race to get there. The younger man wins, but the older man is the first one to enter. And what do they find? No body. The tomb is empty. But the cloths that were wrapped around the body, they're there, laying on the slab, and the cloth around his head folded up like the laundry of death has been finished. Believe this, that the body was free of what bound it. And then there's Mary Magdalene, who sees a man in the garden and thinks that maybe he knows where the body has gone, thinks that he's the gardener and has taken it away or saw who took it, and she goes up to ask him. And he says, Mary, he is the body, alive and risen, and full of life for her and for you. Believe this. Our Lord lived in the body after he had been crucified and put to death, after he was buried. On Easter Sunday morning, he stood on his feet and he walked out of the grave and he said that death is finished. It is finished with him and it is finished with those who believe in him. Or this, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, hanging their heads low, so disappointed with what has happened, and a stranger meets them. And on the way, the stranger begins teaching them about the Messiah from the scriptures, turning through the pages of the Old Testament, pointing out how the Savior had to suffer and die and then rise again. And their hearts burned within them. And then their eyes were opened in the breaking of the bread. Believe this, that your risen Lord makes himself known to you still today in the scriptures, and that your Lord still reveals himself to you in the very place he promised to be when he said, "This is my body, this is my blood." Or this, that night, the 11 disciples in the upper room gathered together, the doors are locked because they are scared, they are afraid. They still think that death has won, despite what they've heard, despite what some of them have seen. And Jesus is there. "Peace be with you," he says, and he breathes on them, and he forgives their sins, and they see him, and they touch him, and they even give him a piece of boiled fish to eat. Believe this. Our Lord is alive and risen in a body like yours, but he will never die again. Death has lost its power on him. And their minds were opened by Christ. Because that's what Easter is. Easter asks you to believe things, certain things, things that were witnessed and seen by others, things about the death and the life of Jesus Christ. He is risen from the dead. Even now, today, in this very moment, we believe that this same Jesus who was crucified for us is alive and is reigning on the throne of heaven. And he will come again in glory on the last day. And he will raise all the dead to life forever with him, those who believe. On Easter Sunday, they all testify to this truth. Jesus of Nazareth, having been crucified and buried on Good Friday, having had a spear thrust into his side just to make sure, he was alive in the flesh on Sunday. And he was seen and he was heard in many times and in many places for the next 40 days. Something had happened that had never happened before. Death had given back a victim, not just for a time, not like someone is resuscitated when a defibrillator is used, but rather someone was given back by death permanently. Death has no hold on Christ. The women went to the tomb. They were looking for one who was dead, but he would not be found in the grave, never again. Are you good at believing things? Are you good at believing these things? There are many who would say that these things have just been dreamed up, just been made up. There are some who say that the apostles had a mass hallucination. Some who say that the apostles believed so strongly that Jesus was risen that they kind of convinced themselves it was true. There are many who would say, there is no resurrection. There is no resurrection. Jesus is not risen, they would say. There is no Jesus. There is no life of the world to come. Dead bodies stay dead. But just imagine if that were true, what it would mean. Imagine for a moment the disciples had hallucinated or made it up. Then all I can say is this, that the made up things seem a good deal more important than the real ones. Then the world in which we live is a black pit, and that's the only world. But it strikes me as a pretty poor one. If Jesus has not risen from the dead, then the apostles were just babies, but they made up a game that is better than the one in which we live now. Their play world would lick the real world hollow. Dear friends, Jesus is real, and he is really risen. And the world in which we live now is the dream world. It is the shadow land. There is another world to come. Jesus is more alive right now than you and I. For he is alive never to die again. Our world is the one that's been deceived. Our world is the one that's been deceived to think that all of this is real and permanent and final. It's not. Because there's Jesus. And Jesus is risen from the dead. You are invited to believe this today and to confess this and to make this your own. You are invited to live as one who believes that Jesus lives and reigns and will come again in glory. You are invited to confess with all who have gone before that whether you live or die, Jesus will be your good Lord. This is what you are invited into a life that lives from his resurrection, a life that lives from what Jesus has done and given to you in your life. You are invited to live believing that your sin is already dead with Christ, for it was buried with him in baptism. And you are invited to live as one who believes that you have a life that will never end. We are not imagining things when we believe this, but we are believing what is true beyond even our imagination. Believing by the witness of those who were faithful that have gone before, by those who saw and heard him and were willing to die for this truth. Yes, Jesus is real, and he is really alive, and he really loves you that much, that he died for you, and he rose for you, and he lives for you now as your good Lord, who will go with you through life and through death and into the life of the world to come. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray to our risen Lord Jesus Christ. O Jesus Christ, Son of Righteousness, on this glorious day, fill your people with a holy fear at your resurrection, that we would no longer tremble before the grave, but rejoice and live in the truth of your power to save. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Prince of Life, by your word and sacraments, draw us to your side, repenting of our sins, abandoning the old life with its malice and uncleanness, to walk with you in truth and holiness. Let your Spirit fill our minds with holy desires and our lives with good works. Grant your protection and care, especially to Grace and the mission team traveling to Madagascar. Make it a time of growth and blessing, and keep us all, pastor and people, faithful now and to the end. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, let us hold fast to the word preached to us, that receiving it with joy we may take our stand in it and be saved by it. Hinder all who would sow doubt in our hearts, and grant us courage to confess its truth in our life and conversation. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O King of Kings, we commit our country and all authorities. Give them wisdom and justice, and lead them to fear your holy name, so that they punish wickedness and defend the nation's peace, while your church grows and glorifies your grace. Guard those in the armed forces, and lead them to serve with integrity and honor. Protect the innocent around the world, and bring an end to all war and strife. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O scarred Redeemer, look with compassion on all who are oppressed by injustice, all who are suffering for the truth, all who are attacked with temptations to sin, all who are sinking under the weight of disease, all who are close to despairing of your grace, all who are troubled by the fear of the grave, all who are walking in the valley of the shadow of death. In particular, we pray for Emma and Christine, Angelo, Sharon, Linda, Yorma, May Rose, Audrey, Janine, and Helen, Tom, Diane, Marilyn, Al, Anne, Bruce, Thane, Judy, Randy, Rosemarie, Nancy, and Eldon, Ed, Michelle, Stan, and Luann. You are the expectation of glory. Live in every believer's soul, O Lord, and when you appear, may the testing of their faith bring you honor and praise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us joy in your great victory feast as you share it with us from this altar. In the eating of your true body and the drinking of your precious blood in faith, overcome our sin by your forgiveness and swallow up our death in your life, that we may be glad and rejoice in your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, God of God and light of light, thanks be to you for victory over death. Remember all who mourn, especially Giselle, Walt and Marion, the Henriksen family, and all of their families and friends. Comfort them and us with the promise that you love with an everlasting love and will finally raise all your people from the dead. For you are the firstborn from the dead, and even now you bring our prayers in the Holy Spirit to your Father, one God in three persons, whom we adore now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
That we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Amen. kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Easter Sunday psalm is Psalm 16. You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." As for the saints in the land, they are an excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after other God shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the name, in the light, also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures there evermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption.
body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Pray with me. We thank you, all-powerful God, for refreshing us with this healing gift. And we pray, Father of mercy, by this holy food, make us strong in faith toward you and in deep love for each other, that through us other beloved sinners may kneel to you and receive with us grace and life in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and rules with you and the Holy Spirit, one eternal God, now and in the endless world to come. Amen. Dearest Lord Jesus,
Master and Savior, Alpha and Omega, firstborn from the dead, thanks and praise and glory to you, O risen brother, living God, lead us and we will follow you to the cross, to the grave, and to the skies. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.